Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, October 5th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, last day, and if you're hearing the replay of today's show tomorrow morning, Friday, this would be hour number two. So we're at 7:35 tomorrow morning. This is the last day to register for this Saturday. The weather's going to be crappy outside, 50 degrees raining. You need to come to this Constitution boot camp in Elk Rapids. It's going to be held at the AmVets Post right there on Bridge Street in Elk Rapids from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch is included. You need to email Roxana at buildingblocksforliberty.org. Text me, 231-360-5140, bootcamp. And I'll text you back the link I just sent to Lori over in Wolverine. You need to come to this training on Saturday. Workbook is included. Lunch is included. You'll take notes. You'll ask questions. And you get to take the books with you. We need this information. We need to use it at every single board meeting we go to from now on. County commissioners, townships, school board meetings. This information is absolutely mandatory for you to understand constitutional laws and those that are unconstitutional, and to be able to challenge them in court if necessary. We need to start standing up for our rights. Perfect example, Monday in St. Ignace, you've heard the story. 92nd District, fully armed with the 14th Amendment. I was prepared to take on the law. Didn't get a chance to, but I was prepared. So you need this information. Text me, bootcamp, 231-360-5140. I will send you the information. Register by sending an email, and you pay at the door. $25 includes lunch and the book. All the information you're going to need. You can bring a spouse for $5 more because you're going to share the books. And students, young people, middle school, high schoolers, college, come this Saturday for free. Send the teenagers. If you can't make it, you got to work or something, send the kids. Tell them to go get the book. Get the training, then tell them to come home and teach it to you. We need to be storytellers, folks. This is all part of our training that I'm setting up for us to do before next year's election. Now, I just purchased, going to be studying up on how to become an instructor on Robert's Rules of Order. I'm going to be teaching Robert's Rules of Order here in our listening area in northern Michigan. I'm going to also include the Michigan Constitution. You start this Saturday in Elk Rapids with U.S. Constitution with Jim Lewis, Roxana Lewis, and their friends teaching us the U.S. Constitution. Then I'm training up right now on how to teach Robert's Rules of Order. And as a bonus, I'm going to throw in the Michigan Constitution. You're going to be trained up on U.S. Constitution, Robert's Rules of Order, the Michigan Constitution, heading into the vetting process of these candidates for school boards, townships, cities, villages, county commissioners, county sheriffs, county prosecutors, county clerks, all of them on the ballot next year with the president. And, of course, the U.S. Senate race. We are going to be the most informed and educated electorate in the history of the state of Michigan. That's my mission statement. You will know this stuff better than the people running for office. When you question them on it and they look totally embarrassed because they have no idea what the heck you're talking about, you can look them right in the eye and say, guess what? You're not qualified to serve. You are not qualified to be a county commissioner, a school board member, a candidate for state representative, a candidate for U.S. Senate. You, Mr. Congressman, are not even qualified to serve in Washington, D.C. You need to be replaced. How can they possibly go to Washington, D.C., put their hand on a Bible, swear to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution, so help me God, when they don't even understand what's in it? You are going to be more knowledgeable than Congressman Jack Bergman is on the U.S. Constitution. You go through this class on Saturday from 9 to 3 with your workbook, walking out of that class, you are going to know the U.S. Constitution better than your U.S. congressman. I guarantee it. And when I get trained up on Robert's Rules of Order, I'm going to teach it. This radio station is going to sponsor and host that training. The only thing you're going to be required to do is to buy the books and a little study guide that goes with it, laminated so that you can take it with you to meetings and understand exactly what's going on in meetings. Radio station is going to sponsor it. I will drive there. I will be prepared, and I will teach it right from the book. I'm going to consume that book, and I'm going to learn how to teach Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan Constitution. All you have to do is read that. You'll understand our right to bear arms that's guaranteed in our state constitution. If you want it, text me guns, and I will text you back the photograph. It is that simple. It's in our state constitution. We have got to start standing up for our rights, folks. Absolutely. Did you know, this is the gun one, Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan State Constitution as amended in 1963, it was updated. But they kept it. Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms, quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period. Quote, end quote. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. It's in our Michigan Constitution. Do you know that's stronger? That language is actually stronger than the Second Amendment language in our U.S. Constitution. Michigan has the strongest Second Amendment Constitution in the country, bar none. I think I read somewhere it's the shortest one. It's got the fewest number of words, and it's the most concise. Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms. Those three words right there is the synopsis of what the article says, bearing of arms. Quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period, end quote. That's it. That's in our Michigan State Constitution. When I teach this, I will show you all the things that are in the Michigan State Constitution that every single state representative and state senator in Lansing when they get sworn in, unlike the congressmen in Washington, D.C. that only swear to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution, so help me God. When you get sworn in as a state rep and a state senator, you agree to defend and uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan state constitution. So help me God. Well, if you don't know what the Michigan state constitution says, how can you hold these legislators accountable to the laws that they are sponsoring, that they're taking money from private interest groups to sponsor, and to know whether or not that law is constitutional per our state constitution if you and them haven't read it? I can guarantee, I'd be willing to bet right now, good money, that there are legislators in Lansing, both in the House and the Senate, that have never read the Michigan state constitution, even though they took an oath to uphold it. County sheriffs have never read it, Michigan state constitution. County commissioners, school board members, township supervisors, mayors of cities, supervisors of townships have not read the Michigan state constitution. Well, guess what? You're going to be trained in it. Oh, yeah, it's coming. I bought the book. I bought the guide. I'm studying it. I'm going to teach Robert's Rules of Order. Somebody said, well, you need to line somebody up to come up here and teach it. Nope. I have a problem. I don't like to delegate. Why? Because I delegate and I tell people to do something. They don't do it. I end up doing it anyway. So I said, you know what? I got to do it myself. I'm sick and tired of telling somebody what to do, and then they don't do it good enough, and I end up having to redo it anyway. So guess what? I'm going to teach Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan Constitution. Again, text me guns. I'll send you this photo of it right there. And as a matter of fact, do this test. The next time you see a state, well, we'll talk about it after the break. Next time you see a state rep or state senator, I got something for you to ask them. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I have a question for you to ask your state representative or your state senator the next time you see them at a public event. I want you to ask them this in front of the entire audience. Whatever group you're at, whatever meeting you're at, you have a question to ask the state rep and the state senator. Are you ready? Text me the word guns, and I'll text you the question back. Senator John DeMoose, per the Michigan State Constitution, can you define and explain to us Article 1, Section 6? I'm sorry, Article 1, Section 6, I don't have it memorized. Can you refresh my memory? Yeah. Bearing of arms. That's the synopsis sentence, three words. Bearing of arms. Oh, yeah. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. Senator DeMoose, I have a question. Why did you vote to ban firearms from being allowed to be carried in the state capitol building? Something that we've had the right to do since 1837. Why did you join the Democrats and vote to ban firearms in the state capitol? When it's in our state constitution, when you got elected, sir, both as a state rep to represent the 107th House District and then the 37th State Senate District. Both times you put your hand on a Bible and swore to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan State Constitution. Then why did you vote to ban firearms from being carried in the Capitol, which is a direct violation of your oath of office, sir? You should resign immediately because you violated your oath that you took when you got sworn in as a state senator. If you can remember that statement, if you can remember to ask your state rep and your state senator at the next public event they have, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this at every event I go to from now on. A state senator or state rep's talking, and they're taking questions from the audience. You know how they give us the legislative update. What's going on in Lansing? And I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing such a great job standing up against these evil Democrats. And I'm fighting the good fight. But my God, we got to take back the House next year. We need your help. We need your donations. We need you knocking on doors. We need you putting up signs. We need you making phone calls. You got to get us reelected. And you even have to elect more Republicans because we got to take back the majority next year. Senator Moose, I got a question for you. Yes, sir. What is Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan State Constitutional Constitution, what does it say? I can guarantee you this is going to be their answer. I'm sorry, I don't have it memorized. Next question. No. It has to do with bearing of arms. Oh, again, I'm sorry, I don't have it memorized. If you can hand me a copy, I'll be glad to read it to you. No, I can read, but do you know what it is? Have you ever read the Michigan State Constitution? Have you ever seen the words bearing of arms before? Have you ever even seen it in your life? I don't recall. You know what that is? That's lawyer training for how to answer questions in a deposition. Yes, no, I don't recall. Yes, no, I don't recall. Did you ever read it? Yes. Do you remember what it says? I don't recall. Do you know what it means? No. Yes, no, I don't recall. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself in the state, period. It's in our state constitution. Then why did you vote against your oath of office, which you swore to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan State Constitution, but yet you voted to ban firearms in the state capitol? A building that we the people built. Our taxpayer dollars of our forefathers and mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers in this state paid for that building, and we have a God-given right to carry firearms in it, and you, Mr. DeMoose, Senator DeMoose, voted against it. You joined the Democrats and voted to ban firearms in the state capitol. Well, these are different times we're living in. With all these shootings, we have to protect ourselves, the elitists, the chosen ones, elected by you serfs, to go down and to do the people's business as state representatives and state senators. We must be protected from the evil shooters that carry firearms with intent to hurt people. So you lose your rights, your liberties, your freedoms for security. For whose security? Our security. State reps and state senators. Because the rules apply to you, but not to us. Do you know they reconsidered the ban, and now CPL holders, state reps and state senators, I believe, and their staff, can now carry in the Capitol, but we the people can't. And DeMoose voted for it. Yeah, ask them the question. You want the question? Text me guns, and I'll send you the picture and store it, save it in your phone, and ask them at the next public event you're at. Yeah, I've got a question for you. Text me guns and you'll get the question. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320.